shared with the oilam, I know there were ladies out there, I shared with them something that I saw from the tzaddik, Abshail HaKeresti of Susi Yomein. Abshail was a very mysterious person. He was a great tzaddik. He was a kodesh kadoshim. Over the past few years, more and more people are hearing about him, and people are going to daven by his seen. My father, Zal Gesundheit, remembers how in Hungary, every single house in Hungary, every Jewish home had a picture of Abshail on the wall. So Abshail, before he became a famous rabbi, Abshail was a shamus. He was a shamus of the Tzaddik Liske Rebbe, Susi Yomein, the Ach Bitur. And Abshail had an inyan. The tzaddikim that have, each tzaddik has a certain chen, something about them. Abshail's inyan was to feed hungry Jews. Simply, he spent his life feeding people who are homeless, who are poor. And he used to give out, his thing was giving out bilkelach, challah rolls. Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, he would start giving out bilkelach. He'd walk around town with a sack, and he would find Jews that were down and out, and he'd give them bilkelach. So one time, it was in the Beis HaMedrash, and there were poor Jews that came in. It was Shalosh Yudas time on Shabbos, and Abshail HaKeresti is doing his thing. He's walking around, handing bilkelach out to the chevra and shul. And the Liske Rebbe, his Rebbe, was standing next to where he was supposed to wash, and he was watching Abshail hand out the rolls. And the fellow that was there, the shamus that was with the Rebbe at the moment, said, "Rebbe, it's getting late. What's the Rebbe watching?" And Liske Rebbe said, "I'm watching Shaila hand down bilkelach." So the shamus said, "Rebbe, Shaila is always handing out challah rolls. And that's what he does." And he said it with a little bit of a, was the other shamus on this thing. Shaila is always handing out bilkelach. That's what he does. So the Liske Rebbe said, "Yeah, I know that's what he does. But listen to me. I'm watching him for a long time, and I saw that bag was already empty a half hour ago. And he's still handing out bilkelach." So I thought a lot about that. And many times that I share with my wife, not with others, but I share with my wife, I guess not with you. That I'm feeling empty. I feel like the bag is empty. And I don't know how I'm going to reach in and find another bilkelach in that bag. Another bidvart, another word of encouragement, another explanation, answer, tire, rush. I don't know. And Abshail HaKeresti had that magic bag that he reached into, and he was always able to pull out a fresh, hot roll for the Jew that was starving. And I meet many, many, many starving Jews from all different backgrounds, most of whom will never acknowledge that they're starving. They present themselves as if their mom is full. But many who are obviously starving. And they expect me, and they expect you to reach in and to come up with something. And after a while, when I'm basically in the senior Rebbe Hashem for 40 years, after a while, after you've been sometimes to your own inyanim in life, raising a family, tukshin ayin, kes, after a while, you look into the bag and it's empty and you don't know what you're going to be able to pull out of it. What exactly can you do to inspire others if you yourself are seen in the vision of Yecheskel and that summer's elevation? So, of course, the difficulty that I'm talking to you about today, Chaver, is called in Svarim Hischashis. Hischashis. To be mischashis. All of Am Yisrael is begging Hashem Chadesh Yemeinu Kikana. Ruach Nachon Chadesh Bekiri. Chadesh, Chadesh. I'm old, actually. I'm dry. Sometimes myself, I need so desperately to have chizik from somebody else. And then there are people in my life who want me to give them chizik. It's conscious. So in order to understand a little bit about reaching into Rav Shaila's bed and finding something, we need to understand when all this began. The first galus that we went into after we had been in Yerushalayim, the first galus was with that very same Navi. We left with Yechezkel and Navi. The Navi Yechezkel said those words that are still cutting into us. Yechezkel and Navi said, "Va'ani b'soich ha'gayla." And I am b'soich ha'gayla. I am in galus. But Cook explains the ani, the I, the essence of who I am in the state of exile. The ani is in Godus. V'ani b'soich ha'gayla. I spoke before Rosh Hashanah to some of the women in Shul about where this vision took place. Do any of you know? Where did this happen? It happened on the Haras Bava. It sounds a chiddush that the Navi had. The Gemara explains, how is it possible that the Navi Yechezkel had a vision as of the Esau? Say, but exactly where in Bava was this? So the pasuk says, "Vani b'sar ha'gaylo al nahar kvar," by the river Kvar. In English, I think it's written Chebar. But in Lashon HaKodesh, Navi, it says, Al Nahar Kvar. On the river Kvar. It's a fascinating name. Nahar Kvar. A river is something that flows, that moves, it's alive. It's in a constant state of happening. It's always new. Kvar is just the opposite. What does Kvar mean? What's Kvar? It really was Zekvar Hayah. Zekvar Hayah. Vani b'soich ha'gaylo al Nahar Kvar. Nahar Kvar means in Pnimis that when we left Yerushalayim, the feeling that we had was, I was once a river. I was once alive and flowing with life. But all of that is kvar. All of that is a matter of the past. Nahar Kvar is the river of what was, of wasness. Nahar Kvar means, yes, in the past I was really strong in learning. You know how many young men have told me, Rebbe, you wouldn't believe how I used to learn when I was in Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. You're 19 years old. You're talking like, you know, the Kvar Nigmar, the Kvar Hayah. Oh, how I used to learn, how I used to study, wow, and the Kedusha of my life. I had such shmiras like 9, and I was in such a place. I was, V'ani b'sarach ha'gerla al nahar kvar. Now you're sitting in this place called Kvar, and the feeling that you had is like our ancestors had on the Haras Bava when we left Yerushalayim. That whatever was great about me is a matter of the past. Whatever chiyus I had, and whatever there was that I had to offer, is finished. I was talking to a young lady yesterday. She was dating somebody for 3 months. And she was hoping it was going to lead on to the chuppah. And it turned out to be very disappointing. And that's not where it's going. It's not going to the chuppah. So she's 21, maybe 22, and she said to me, Rebbe, I don't think I'll ever be able to feel this way about anybody again. And I said to her, I didn't use this word, but I said, I was thinking of using it, honey, a week from now, you're not going to remember this guy's name. Masha Kvar Haya. A 21-year-old, she's already finished. I can never ever feel this way again. I can never ever. It was something that's finished. But there's other stuff that goes with it, you know? The other stuff that goes with it is like this. Now it starts to get a little darker. The other stuff that goes with it is I've also made some real serious mistakes in my past. It's not all rosy. I've made some serious mistakes and done some pretty bad things. I've seen some bad things. I've done some bad things. And as a result of that, the sense that I have is that these things of the past have taken away from me that chiyus that I once had. So the kitzur, this person is now in Golis, Vani Besoich HaGoyla, on the Hakra, on the river of was. Of what once was. The good stuff that once was is finished. The bad stuff that I did in my life that was is still killing me. And due to this, getting stuck in the past, I'll talk in a moment about worrying about the future. That's where Golis is. To that place where Golis is. Look inside on the page that you have. I'll do it very quickly, but I understood that you're learning here. There's some edges. I was in this wonderful little room, this farm. And you have some edges. You're learning the Shiurim Chazdei Hashem. So I thought it'd be good to learn a little bit together. I was told I have unlimited time. Is that true? First time you see it on the right side. It's from the Divya Yisrael from Mudge. This is very quickly. If you want it up, so just look under the Divya. Look inside. Baruch Haisa Sova Ho, the very beginning of creation, there was absolute utter desolation and emptiness. Here is Rashi, Shalom Tayyir, Shalom Alfaro, Shabon. Rashi says, that if a person would have been at that time, if a human being could have existed at that time, he would be toyum shtoymeh. He would be astonished. Absolutely blown away and astonished. By what? And the vohu, loshen reikus v'tzodah. Tzodah is Aramaic for emptiness. He would be astonished by the emptiness. Tohu v'avohu. Tohu is a loshen of astonishment. At the vohu, at the emptiness, at the desolation. Before Hashem said, let there be light. The Ruach of Hashem is hovering over the waters, Tegan Yenison. And Yenison translates, what does it mean, the Ruach of Hashem is hovering? Tegan Yenison, the Ruach of the Merachimin, Ruach of the Merachimin, Havit Menashe, there was a Ruach of Hashem's love, of Hashem's compassion, that was like a breeze blowing over the emptiness. Rehine, the Rabbi says, I'm a Chalas Vitul, the Phantom in every single moment of our lives, creation is happening again and again and again. Everything is new. This second, Hashem is mechaz, the tuba is the time he spends in Shayyich Bimuna. This second, mamish, everything is being created. So if there was that astonishing emptiness and desolation, the moment before the light of creation, then it's like that now also. So it is at all times with each person. That when a person looks at his life and he feels that he has no more strength, And he is astonished at the emptiness of his life. Now the Rebbe is referring to, even in Gashmias, he was speaking to a very poor Oilem. People who have nothing. A poor person without anything. And there's nothing, only emptiness. And where will my help come from? Hine pesam, all of a sudden, Ruach Elokim Rachefes. Hine ruach derachmim and kadom Hashem and Ashbus, suddenly, in that astonishing emptiness, there's a breeze of Hashem's love that blows in. V'noyshe b'chal tov. As it says in Tillim, in Ramati, Mataragli, Chazduk Hashem Yisadeni, when I feel like I'm collapsing, Hashem, your love lifts me up. And so it is with the Jewish people. What was it like in 1945? I've tried to get an answer from my parents to this question. What was it like? I asked my father when the war was over. My father told me that when they were liberated from the camps, and when the war was over, he said that he felt at that moment the entire emptiness of his life that during the war he hadn't thought about. Because during the war, all he was thinking about was, where am I going to get something to drink or to eat? When it was all over, he came back to his hometown and he was thrown out. They weren't the people, his neighbors who took over my great parents' house, didn't allow my father in. And he said he sat on the stairs at the bottom of the house and he was crying. Toyo Mishtoimon. The absolute utter emptiness. That everything is gone. There's nothing here. So how did we come back after that? So you know, at the very beginning of time, is going in the four gullies, right? That each one of those words of darkness, of emptiness, is talking about Bovel and Paras and Yovan and the one we're in right now, which is Edom. The Ruach Elokim is a Ruach Hashem Mashiach who's called Ruach HaPeinim Mashiach Hashem. Ruach Hefzot Pnei Amayim Beslus HaTshuva. And what is Tshuva? Shanam HaShiv V'Kemayim Libay. When a Jew turns to Hashem and says, Rabbi Shalom, I'm empty. The Baditzim is Chusin used to say that the first posting of Vayom Lekim Yir is a Jew crying out, Vayom Lekim, I have nothing in my life. I admit to you, I'm empty. Vayom Lekim, I'm begging you, Yir. And when Hashem hears that a Jew is real, and he's humble, and he's admitting that he needs him, and he doesn't have anything, then Hashem answers and responds and says, Vayom Elokim, that's the cry of the Jew, Vayom Elokim, here, and Hashem says, Vayhi Yod. Let there be light in your life. Shivki kamayim libe, put your heart out like water. And that's how it is when it comes to serving God. When a person wakes up from the deep sleep that he's in the narrowsky, from the silliness of this world, and he examines his life, and he's astonished by the darkness and the emptiness of his life. How he's empty of Torah and mitzvahs. Here, I'm supposed to be the big NCSY, Mrs. Inspiration, Mr. Inspiration. I'm supposed to give chizik. I'm supposed to have aces. I'm supposed to be teaching. I'm supposed to be singing. And the Baruch Shalom, you know that I'm in a place of tov mavol choysha al pnei saham. V'shoifer kamayim libo. Lifnei amroli rachim. And if at that moment, instead of, God forbid, being depressed or looking at yourself, chas v'chalila, as some kind of a hypocrite or a faker, which is not true. It's not true. Every one of us sincerely wants to do the right thing and be good. But instead of looking at yourself in that way, you say to Hashem, Rabbi Shalom, Hayom Elokim, Rabbi Shalom Elokim, Yehi Or. As you're crying out, means that you're being honest. It means you're being real. It means that you're admitting that these are things in my life that are no longer the way that they used to be. And there are things in my life that from the past that I believe are haunting me, that are hurting me. Then he goes on to explain, and I don't have time to go into it more, that for that in itself you have to daven that Hashem should wake you up. And in the Bahur Acham that we said this morning, we say the Pasuk with the Neil, we ask Hashem, Pekachi Necha Re'esha Memesainim. It's talking about Yerushalayim. But Pekachi Necha, Hashem, open your eyes and see. Show me my saying, look at my emptiness. Va'ir Hashem Nikra Shimcha Leh, and the city which you named, the city that you named after, Yerushalayim. But Peirush, Va'ir is a Lashon of Hisoirus. Ha'ir is a Lashon of Hisoirus, which means, wake me up, Hashem. This is the beginning of Geula. There's no fast aces. It's not a matter of going to a seminar or going to a conference, as choshev as a conference is. And it's a gewaldig thing for you to come together from all over, to speak to each other, and to hear great people talk to you, to get chizik and to give chizik. But at the end of the day, when you walk away from a conference or a convention, whatever this is called, when you walk away and you have all kinds of good stuff that you heard and great people that you met, it often doesn't take long for the emptiness to set back in. And without Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or, you can get stuck on the Har Kvar and you can spend the rest of the year waiting for the next convention. Until somebody comes in your life, or the Shir, the Rabbi, the Rebbe, the Rebbitzin, whatever it is. Because there are two types of nisyanis that we have in life. The first is called lefocha. The second is called ve'yera. You know, there's an amazing chazal. Chazal say that, you know, Avraham Avinu had 10 tests nisyanis, which mean 10 types of nisyanis. His whole life, just like ours, his children. It's all nisyanis. But the nisyanis of Avraham Avinu, Chazal are asking two of the nisyanis. Lech lecha mi'aretzcha, leave your land, your father's house, where you came from. That nisyan of lech lecha, it's hard. Where you come from, you're used to it. A lot of memories and connections and so on. And there's another lech lecha al eretz Samaria. Which lech lecha is that? So Chazal take the two lech lechas, because he uses the lashon of lech lecha mi'aretzcha. And by the Nisyan, it's the only other place where it says a lashon of lech lecha is when Hashem is going to tell Avraham Avinu to go to Samaria to take your son to kill him, right? To that cave. So Chazal is ain yodeya, I don't know. We don't know which is the more difficult test. Which is more difficult, leaving your home or going to the mountain to kill your son? Which is more yoker bein Hashem? Which is a greater test? Which is more precious in God's eyes? Which lech lecha is more chashuv? So all the mafarshim are scrambling around this chazal. What do you mean, which is more chashuv? I mean, it's hard to leave your place. How can you compare that to going and taking up Yisrael Yavinu to that kaidah? So in the end, there's a deal, because with the deal, chazal said, no, that's takahara. Lech lecha lo yitzmei is takahara. What's the question? You hear the question, have you hear it? Leaving home or going with your son to the Akeda? Because the terrace is like this. The emesis is the exact same test in Pnimis. The Pnimis is the same test. Lech Me'arsecha means stop thinking about the past. Get out of the past. Stop thinking about how it used to be, I used to learn, or I did those aveiros in the past. Leave the past. Stop thinking about it. Stop worrying about it. Stop the nostalgia and all that stuff. It's okay every now and then to look at a picture. Stop it already with the past. That's Lech Lecha Me'arsecha. Lech Lecha, it says to go up to bring your son as a carbon. Avraham Avinu was promised that his entire future depended upon Yitzchak Avinu. So Hashem is telling a Jew, stop worrying about what's going to be in the future. Stop worrying about what's going to be after this moment. Because like Rabbi Nachman said on the Pasuk, Ayomim Mekoilos Hashmo, Esmol, what was yesterday, Kvar Hoya, it's the river Kvar, it already was. Tomorrow, I don't know what's going to be tomorrow. Hashlech l'Hashem Yahav. Ein l'odon alo oisa hayoyim v'oisa haregim. All a person has is the day he's living and the moment he's in right now. And the only way that a person can ever come to his chatzis, the only way to get out of that river kvar and that thought of what's going to be tomorrow, how am I going to make this program work a year from now, 2 years from now? Kiruv became a matter of corporate America, and I've made public many times how that's something which I believe is against the Torah. If you believe in God, if you believe that the Baruch Shem is here with you this moment, you do the best you can. You thank Him for what was yesterday in the past. You beg from Him that it should be good tomorrow. Statistics, projections, I know what I'm saying is politically incorrect, maybe. There can be talks about this stuff here, and I'm sorry. I'm just one guy, this is my opinion. You don't have to take me seriously at all. But it's happy curses. It's pure and happy curses to think that what happens with my taking care of other Jews, the Baruch Shalom's children, is a matter of the Pew, what's the Pew, the studies and the statistics. It's a matter of what was written up here or what's projected and predicted for there. I can tell you from my own life so many ma'asim that it went against everything that was and what will be. Because based upon what was in my life, I wouldn't be here talking to you about this stuff. And if I would be worried about what's going to be in the future, I also wouldn't be able to stand. But ein lo adam ela oisa yoy oisa regel lo zayim. And therefore, in Pnimius is the same nisayim. The nisayim of Lech Lecha Me'arsecha and the nisayim of Lech Lecha to go up to the Akedah is the same nisayim. It's the nisayim when the sitrach, when the other side comes and tries to take you away from the moment that you're in. Because this moment you never ever had before and you'll never have again, and therefore the secret of the schachis is this moment. This moment, right now, Amalek is the Rosh Tevis. Reish is going Amalek is the Rosh Tevis Rega. Reish is going Amalek is the Kaif Amalek is to tell you that the Iker is Masha Kvar Haya. Or the Iker is Masha Ot Lo Haya. But never the moment. Therefore, Reish is going Amalek is the Rosh Tevis Rega. Because that's the fight with Amalek. That moment. These two nisayonis of Avraham Avinu, the two nisayonis we have in our lives, every moment of life is a nisayon to drift back into the past in that golos of kvar, or to be consumed with fear of what's going to be in the future. How are you supposed to sustain these numbers? I remember years ago, I'm talking about before many of you were born, and I was first in a job that was called a Kiruv professional type of a job. Which I didn't understand how those two words stemmed. To begin with, Kiruv, the professional. Mostly it's people, that's Kiruv, professional. If you want a profession, you might as well get paid more money. And if you're in Kiruv, then it's not about a profession, it's about a passion, it's about who you are as a Jew, not a profession.
It doesn't mean you can't be professional at how you do things, but you better not think there's such a thing as a cure profession. And I remember years ago, they would have this meeting in this group that I was part of, and the question was, how many people did you make from this year? Like you're supposed to hold up a scorecard. You have to count how many people you made from. And the guy says, because if we don't get enough to show that are from, I don't know, what does that mean? Like Kol Yisrael from, or does it mean citrus out, citrus in, hair covered, not covered, Shomer Shabbos, what do you mean? How many people you made from? In the model of the Baal Shem Tov, if you were able to give a Jew one thought for 1 second of his life, because God in heaven, you were successful. Beyond successful. A second thought of Shavis Hashem, of there's a Borei and I'm a Nivra, it's unbelievable success. It's not going to work for the statistics, you understand. But if you live in that reality, the Baal Shem Tov comes. How many people you made from. The only way to get out of this, I'm sorry, I'm going to end. It usually means it's like 5-10 minutes. I'll try to end now. And once you invite him, he's going to end say that. Through our eyes. We're not going to be able to read inside, but look on the left side of the page, just maybe a sentence or two. That's from the Kutta Maran, Kufayin Vez. I'm sure everybody here has a Kutta Maran at home. And if not, I'm sure you can Google it in 10 seconds or less. So Kufayin Vez, look at the Maran, it's a very tiny little parish. You have to learn the whole thing, see if you can grab somebody together and make Harus and learn Kufayin Vez. Just look at how it starts with Nachman. Kola Chesreni Sheesh Lodem Haibanim Apanos Abriyas, all the Chesrenis. All the things that we're missing in life, whether it's children with children, panos, health, how come we tell them answer? Or Hashem is Moshe, fair love tongue, just these words. Or Hashem is Moshe, fair love tongue. The light of Vayom Lekim Hinar, that light of creation of this moment is Shofar love tongue. It's pouring upon each and every one of us every moment of life. Or Hashem is Baruch Shavei Alav Tomei. Acha Odom Ha'idei Ma'is Ha'vayroi Ma'is Etzer La'atzmo. The person, because of his mistakes and his distorted way of thinking, creates a blockage, a tzel, some shadow, a shade, some achitza that blocks that Or of Hashem that's constantly pouring upon him. She Megi Alav Or Hashem is Baruch. So the light of Hashem is not reaching him, so when he opens up Reb Shiloh carries Bira's bag, he looks inside, and it's empty. And it's Mishtoim, and he says, I have nothing. I'm empty. And then Menachem was on to say an extraordinary Chiddush in words that we say all the time. Don't read it inside later. On the words, Meloi Chal Haaretz Kevay. Kodesh, sorry. Meloi Chal Haaretz Kevay, Hashem. Meloi Chal Haaretz Kevay. It means the whole world is filled with Kodesh. When was the last time you saw that? Meloi chol haaretz kevodah. Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzevokos. Meloi chol haaretz kevodah. It doesn't say mole. It says melo chol haaretz kevodah. And the Mefarshim, the Medakta can explain the difference between mole and meloi. Reb Nachman says, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzevokos. Hashem Tzevokos is everything. This second, he loves you, he adores you the same way by the creation of the world, there's a ruach of love, and it's surrounding us. And his light is shafir from. So why don't I feel that? Why don't you feel that? So Nachman says, because if your ego, if your sense of self, if your obsession with this world, and who you think you are in this world, gets in the way, we'll never ever see that light of God. We'll never ever be able to feel that freshness, that freshness, that excitement. Because when you're with Hashem and you're attached to Him, everything is new, everything is fresh. So the secret is like this, this is what Rabbi Nachum says. If you want to be able to receive that light of Hashem, it's milah. If you make yourself into low, if you make yourself low, it's not me. You low, me, low, from the cause of love, from the cause of local arms. It's not me, and it's not about me in this world. But Hashem's glory and Hashem's presence will be revealed to you in the most obvious, the most beautiful way. So what we're talking about here today, heaven, is that there's a way that even people like ourselves who are adults, there's a way that you and I can start again. Every moment. The people that you're meeting are such inspiring people. The people that you're teaching, you're trying to reach. Allow them to reach deep into you with their questions. They're excited about discovering Hashem, like Avraham Avinu, like the great parent. Because for a child, everything is always new. A child is never thinking about what was, and a child is never worried about what's going to be. And in that respect, Hashem wants us to be, no matter how many years go by, he wants us to remain like children. Like children. And you know what happened by that River Kvar? I didn't tell the end of the story. The end of the story by River Kvar, the Zohar Kodesh tells us that Bais Hashem Hashem gathered together all the angels, all the Neshamas, the Tzaddikim, and he said to them, Ma'atam Oisim Kam, translating from Aramaic, Ma'atam Oisim Kam, what are you all doing here in Shemayim? Bonai, Ahuvai, my beloved children, Ayardin Lobov, Ma'atam Kam, my beloved children are going into Golos Lebov, and you're staying here in Shemayim, Yerushalayim Shemayim, Kumur Radu Kulchem Lebov, Avani Imachem. And then it says a pasuk, Niptuchu Hashemayim, the Erem Aris Elokim. Hashem Tzvach always says that when my children are in Golos, they're going down to Bavel. Bavel means Bilbul. When my child is in Bavel, and he calls out to me on the Hakvar, and he remembers that it's not him. It's not him. He remembers that it's me. And Hashem says to the Malachim, to the Shamas and Tzaddikim, let's go and be with this person in his life right now. No matter how many years have gone by, you can begin again with that help of Hashem. So let's just read the poem at the end of the year. There was an amazing woman in Yerushalayim. She called herself by a number of aliases. I've read some of these poems in shul. There's a book that's called Memo to Self. It's very hard to get. It was published by Seltzer around 20 years ago. It's very, very hard to get. She was a woman that came from a non-religious home in Baltimore, and she ended up being a breast of her chassidus, married to an Israeli breast of her in Meir Sharm. That's not easy. And she was an extraordinarily talented poet. Her real name was Sarah Rosenblatt. She died, unfortunately, 2 years ago. And she left behind poems that speak to our generation. This is one that is from a new collection that hasn't been published yet. It was actually being given out in a booklet in the OU Center in Yerushalayim. That's where one of the chaver brought it to me back from Yerushalayim. Maybe you can get them from over there. It's going to all be put together in a new book that's supposed to be coming out sometime soon. The old stuff and more new stuff. This is just one of hundreds and hundreds of poems that you see on the left side over there. Now flowers. Now flowers, they don't ask any questions. They don't ask as seeds, why am I locked from light, destined, doomed to darkness? Why do I rot here, mired deep in mud? Why am I so small, so nothing, so alone? Why must I keep pushing ever upwards? Why are there so many worms and bugs? Breaking through the soil into light, into warm sunshine and fresh air, they don't ask, why am I yet so lowly? Is this the reason for my struggle, for my pain? Is this all there is? Budding, blooming as their leaves unfold, they don't ask, why must this take so long? Tiny petal by tiny petal, tiny leaf by leaf. In full bloom, they don't ask, why are other flowers taller, stronger, more fragrant, more richly, brightly hued? When bees buzz round, flowers do not ask, who are you to drain me of my sweetness? Why are you taking everything that's mine? When winter comes, they don't ask, why must lovely colors fade? Why must my pretty petals fall away? Why must I wilt and droop? Why was my time so fleeting? Why must all things and I too die? No flowers, They don't ask questions. They just grow. Hashem is supposed to give you a bruach, each and every one of you, imamish. I know you're being told all kinds of compliments this week, and it shouldn't be heard in an empty way. Imamish, the biggest people the Bereshon has in the world now. Be like flowers. Stop thinking about what a hard winter you had, and how am I going to make it to the spring. Just grow and grow and grow. And the more you grow, the more life there is. That you feel inside of yourself, the more life you're going to have. So the tzaddik and the tzadkanias that Hashem has appointed to come into your orbit. If you're down on us, there's less goodness before Mashiach comes. We should be there to see with our eyes. I am by you, Bishuv Hashem, see and be blessed. I'll meet this morning.
Amen.